green flag is now waved at the back of the grid. Engage gear sign goes up, flips it round. Watch the lights. They're watching the lights. And it's a long hole, 44, with a cracking start there. Russ Mountford, let's go to Chris Kidley.
What a sight this is to behold as you head down the bypass for the first time. It's 44. The ruthless racing machine, yeah. Hello to those guys, they're listening further afield. But it's 44, Russ Mountford with the early lead.
Yeah, it was a cracking start off the line there for Russ Mountford. Maybe he'll reconsider his change of plan there, the Wigan rider. And as Chris said, yeah, the ruthless racing Honda 350. What a performance that was. But Dominic Herbertson, good to see him on the grid and making a start after that little spill earlier on in the afternoon. Herbertson was the winner in 2022 ahead of Rob Hodgson and Jamie Coward. Coward was the winner in 2019. Mike Hose has won this race five times, the last time in 2017. And that was bridging a very big gap, because it was 2015 and then you go all the way back to 2010 and 2005 that he's won it. And Bill Swallow is another that's performed really well in this junior classic race. He has won it on four occasions. So we're all set for this vintage MCC Isle of Man section race. Let's go out to Cross Four Ways and Rob Pritchard.
Yeah, here we go, Tim. The ultimate question remains, has Russ Mountford kept up that fantastic start that he had? No doubt the likes of number 96, Dominic Herbertson, will have something to say about it if they can across this seven-lap race, 29 and three-quarter miles. Whole gaggle of machines on the way through, and they are led by its number three, Alan Oversby. Ahead of number 44, Russ Mountford, 40, 96, 56, 2. And four, Mike Hose there as well. Oh, gaggle of them. Can hardly keep a voice over these. There's number 90, 39, 94, 103. Every time for numbers, 97, 62, 25, 81, 34. So number three, Alan Oversby, has taken the lead across four ways. 106, 20, 114, 15, and 72 on the way through as well. It's just a symphony of 350cc noise through here. A very compact field. But Alan Oversby has really worked his magic in those early stages of the lap, because he's got himself just in front of number 44, Ross Mountford there. And then a great joust going on in behind with number 96, Dominic Herbertson, and number 40, Barry Davidson, on the team Gimlet Honda as well. There's battles all over the place, particularly for those podium places. But Alan Oversby leads across four ways as the sunshine comes back out. Back to you, Tim.
Yep, a Scutcher bike sighted, and two into view now, two, three, four behind. It is Oversby. Wow. Alan Oversby has a 0.2 second advantage over 44. Russ Mountford in third, it's 96. Dominic Herbertson, he's 1.471 back. Listen to this. In fourth place is number 56, Adam McLean. Fifth is number 40, Barry Davidson. There's battles going on right the way through the entire field there. Fifth, Barry Davidson. Sixth, number two, Andy Hornby. And seventh, number four, Mike Hose. There's 3.6 seconds separating the top seven. That's incredible. Eighth is number 70. And that is Harley Rushton, man from Ingleton. Ninth is number 48, Nigel Moore. Tenth, number 11, Stephen Elliott. 11th, number 27, Will Loader. 12th, number 107, Michael Titchmarsh. 13th, number 19, Kelly Carruthers. 14th is number 39, Tom O'Burnett. 15th, number 94, Terence Sampson. 16th is 103, Andy Hunt. 17th, 97, Simon Lehane. 18th, number 62, Aidan Cleary. 19th, number 25, Dave Glover. 20th, number 34, Billy Cummins. 3.6 seconds for the top seven. Pick that one out. Rob Pritchard at Cross Four Ways.
Thanks, Tim. I'm not that bold yet. This really could go either way. Three, four machines coming into view around the hedgerow to Cross Four Ways, and it's number 56, Adam McLean, ahead of number 44, Russ Mountford, 96, Dominic Herbertson, and number 40, Barry Davidson, number 4, 3 and 2. So Alan Oversby's dropped right back after leading through cross four ways the last time. It is now Adam McLean ahead of Russ Mountford through cross four ways, your leaders. Number 70, 27, 48 and 11, so that's Stephen Elliott part of that latest gaggle. And number 107 trying to keep tabs as well as Michael Titchmarsh. Number 19, Kelly Carruthers, and number 39, the newcomer Tom O'Burnett as well on the Honda 350K4. So Adam McLean leads through cross four ways as four more machines make their way through, backed up by number 62 as well there, 25, 34 and 81 through. But it really is changing all the time here. Dominic Hermanson up into third there, behind Russ Mountford in second. But now it is number 56, Adam McLean, that leads through cross four ways as the noise continues on here. 20, 72, 15 and 114 also through. Back to you, Tim.
Yeah, machine spotted. Who's going to be at the front? This must be some great spectating around the Belang course here. It's Hermanson. Yeah, a little bit more spread out now, but it's number 96, Dominic Hermanson, as four more machines coming to view. 0.8 seconds, the advantage for 96 over 44, Russ Mountford. Just 0.3 back is number 40, Barry Davidson. A retirement there, just coasting through as number 3, Alan Oversby. So he is now out. Fourth is number 56, Adam McLean, who was leading, I think, across four ways on that lap. My word, there's a piece of overtaking to see here if you're on one of the hedges around this 4.25-mile course. Fifth, number 2, Andy Hornby. Sixth, number 70, Harley Rushton, the newcomer. Seventh, number 27, Will Loader. Eighth, number 48, Nigel Moore. Ninth, number 11, Stephen Elliott. And 10th, number 107, Michael Titchmarsh. And another retirement is number 20. And number 20 is Gary Hutton. Quickest lap there was the leader, Dominic Hermanson. 89.274, the lap record he did with Jamie Coward last year at 91.274. So whether they're going to get to near that mark as we go, well, we'll wait and see. Let's go out to Rob Pritchard at Cross Four Ways.
Who's it going to be this time, Tim? You don't want to be a better man on this race, would you? These first two laps have been absolutely sensational. Three machines and one of them just making a break for it to cross four ways. It's number 96, Dominic Hermanson, ahead of number 40, Barry Davidson, up into second ahead of number 44, Russ Mountford. And trying to keep them honest, a couple of seconds back, number 56, Adam McLean. And a couple of seconds back from him is number 2, Andy Hornby. So those are leading five riders or so, starting to pull out a big gap there. 96, Dominic Hermanson, first two cross four ways. But number 40, Barry Davidson, up into second at cross four ways. And now Will Loden of 27, 48, 70 and 11 are also through cross four ways as well. But keeping them honest, in behind number 44, Russ Mountford in third. And number 56, Adam McLean, who's been having a great meeting so far, as 107. Michael Titchmarsh goes to number 19, Kelly Carruthers. And number 39 as well, Tom O'Burnett. So Dominic Hermanson through cross four ways, the first two cross four ways on this third lap. Number 40, Barry Davidson, up into second. Number 44, Russ Mountford in third. Adam McLean about three or four bike lengths back in fourth as well. So this is most definitely not all said and done. With plenty of time to go, over to you, Tim.
Four bikes have already gone across the railway bridge. Here's our leader, got a bit of a gap now. Is it Dominic Hermanson? It is. So it's Dominic Hermanson, 1.231 seconds ahead of number 40 now, Barry Davidson, up into second. Third is 44, Russ Mountford. Fourth, number 56, Adam McLean. He's 4.3 down. And in fifth, it's number 2, Andy Hornby. Four bikes together. That was up into sixth, number 27, Will Loader. Up into seventh, number 48, Nigel Moore. Eighth is number 70, the newcomer Harley Rushton. Ninth, number 11, Stephen Elliott. Tenth is number 107, Michael Titchmarsh. 11th, number 19, Kelly Carruthers. And that was number 39 in 12th, Tom O'Burnett. 13th for 62, Aidan Cleary. And 14th, number 103, Andy Hunt. There's number 97, Simon Lehane. He's up into 15th. And one retirement here with the hands up in the air is number 94. That's Terence Sampson. He has retired. 16th is now Dave Glover, 25. 17th, number 81, Andy Kildea. 18th, number 34, Billy Cummins. And 19th, number 106, Mark Johnson. But it's Dominic Herbertson by 1.2 seconds and a lap of 89.121 from second place, number 40, Barry Davidson. He's just ahead of 44, Russ Mountford. Let's go back to Rob.
Yeah, because Dominic Herbertson, he was caught in the traffic early on, so maybe just a poor start from him, but he really has started to get his way to the front here as two machines emerge, making a break for it here. It's number 96, Dominic Herbertson, but only a few bike lengths behind number 40, Barry Davidson. Now number 56, Adam McLean, is up into third ahead of number 44, Russ Mountford. So Adam McLean moves into the podium places as it stands through cross four ways. Number 96, Dominic Herbertson. It's not as big a gap as maybe was thought over the start-finish line to number 40, Barry Davidson, who's keeping him honest. And Adam McLean, somewhere between the start-finish and here across four ways, up into third ahead of Russ Mountford. Four more through, led by number 48, and that's Nigel Moore. 27 will load it. 70, Harley Rushton, and number 11, Stephen Elliott. Great running from the newcomer, number 70, Harley Rushton as well. And particularly in that gaggle of machines and all the jousting they're going to be doing, who knows, he could be further up the running order than he is at the moment come the end of the race. Two more machines as the sun shines back out here across four ways. That's number 107, Michael Titchbarsh, just behind him. Number 19, Kelly Carruthers, making him a bit of ground, the rider from Kinross. And number 39, the newcomer, Tom O'Burnett here as well. Number 62 as well is also through. And back to you, Tim.
Yeah, here's our race leader. Got a bit more of a gap, has he? 96, 40, 1.4. And 56, Adam McLean is up into third place, just ahead of 44, Russ Mountford. Quickest lap there of the race for the leader, Dominic Herbertson, 89.328 miles per hour. And Barry Davidson, also quickest for him at 89.2. And that is fifth place, number 48, Nigel Moore. Sixth place is number 27, Will Loader. Seventh and up into that is the newcomer, Harley Rushton, number 70. And eighth is number 11, Stephen Elliott. 5 seconds then it is between the whole top four. Two more. And that is 107, Michael Titchmarsh. And number 10, Kelly Carruthers. And the third machine you heard, and the fourth in the background, were in 11th, number 39, Tom O'Burnett. And number 62, Aidan Cleary. In 12th, 13th is number 103, Andy Hunt. So 1.456 seconds is the advantage for Herbertson over Davidson. 4.4 seconds back is Adam McLean in third. He's moved up into third ahead of number 44, Russ Mountford. Mountford is 5.034 away from the leader, number 96, Dominic Herbertson. Let's go out to cross four ways. Rob Pritchard.
Starting to get into the groove, isn't he? Yeah, number 96, Dominic Herbertson there. But make no mistake, Barry Davidson in behind there, not letting him go. But he's pulled up a bit of a gap here at the front. Dominic Herbertson to cross four ways this time. Pulled out a bit more room from him and number 40, Barry Davidson. Adam McLean still in third here. He's got a few more bike lengths further away from number 44, Russ Mountford. So no change from the running order the last time there through cross four ways. Number 96, Dominic Herbertson, just opening up that gap a little bit to number 40, Barry Davidson in second, who in turn has opened up a little bit of a gap on number 56, Adam McLean, who's holding on to third, and he's just pulled a little bit of room away from himself, and number 44, Russ Mountford, in fourth as well. So after that really tight start, they're starting to spread out at the front. There's next three come through, number 48, Nigel Moore, 27, Will Loader, number 70, Harley Rushton, and number 11, Stephen Elliott, just dropping a couple of bike lengths back there. He was from that trio through cross four ways as well. Field starting to get a little bit more spread out with the different battles going on. Interesting to see that battle as well for the top five spot. Nigel Moore, number 48, currently holding it. But number 27, Will Loader. Number 70, Harley Rush. Number 11, Stephen Elliott. All still in with a shout there. Back to you, Tim.
Yeah, leader is sighted on the bridge. Comes over School Hill Rise. There's second, there's third, and there's fourth. So it's was just over 5 seconds, now 7.5 seconds between fourth place and the leader. Dominic Herbertson has a 3.1 second advantage over number 40. Barry Davidson. Dominic, of course, is number 96, 89.617 miles per hour on lap five, his quickest of the race so far. 56, Adam McLean. It's in third ahead of number 44, Russ Mountford. Up into fifth now is number 27, Will Loader. Sixth is number 48, Nigel Moore. Seventh is number 70, Harley Rushton. And in eighth is number 11, Stephen Elliott. So that is eight bikes through. More fairings glinting there on the bridge, the railway bridge over that steam railway track between Port Erin and Douglas. It runs. Here's number 19, Kelly Carruthers. He's in ninth. And in 10th is number 107, Michael Titchmarsh. 62 and 39 in 11th and 12th. That's Aidan Cleary and Tomo Burnett, respectively. And there's number 103, Andy Hunt, in 13th position. But Herbertson leads by 3.1 seconds from Davidson. Let's go out to cross four ways. Rob Pritchard.
Thanks, Tim. We'll see if he's extended that advantage anymore like he did on the last lap. Dominic Herbertson, we can see a machine coming through the dip. Here it is, Dominic Herbertson. He has definitely pulled out more of a gap here, but two together coming round the hedgerow here. Number 56, Adam McLean, is up into second across four ways. And at number 40, Barry Davidson there. So McLean up into second. Number 44, Russ Mountford, has just dropped a couple of seconds back and forth there. So number 96, Dominic Herbertson, leading. He's stretched that advantage, but my word, has Adam McLean made up some ground there to get himself into second place. Brilliant work from him to get ahead of Barry Davidson here at cross four ways. And then number 44, Russ Mountford there, running solidly in fourth, but just dropping a couple of seconds back from those two that are dicing for the two podium spots, second and third, as it stands. As number 27, Will Loader, in fifth at the moment. Number 48, Nigel Moore. And number 70, Harley Rushton, all three together through cross four ways. Dropping back just a little bit more is number 11, Stephen Elliott as well. So that battle for fifth still very much alive, but number 27, Will Loader, holding on to fifth, and the other two in behind him as it stands. So Dominic Herbertson extending the advantage. Back to you, Tim.
Yeah, last lap flag is out. It's gone in a flash, this race. That's Herbertson across the line. Who's in second? 56 from 40. So Adam McLean is into second place, as he was there at cross four ways. Moving on up. And number 40, Barry Davidson, in third. And 44, Russ Mountford, is in fourth position. Quickest lap there from Herbertson, 89.765 miles per hour. But Adam McLean also quick. 89.688, but we believe Barry Davidson has got back into second ahead of McLean by the time they've got to Ballochagan. So there's some great action this race is providing. We'll just watch this one across, number 11. So in fifth place, number 27, Will Loader. Sixth, number 48, Nigel Moore. Seventh, number 70, Harley Rushton. Eighth, number 11, Stephen Elliott. So just the eight through, but yeah, Barry Davidson, I think, has just nibbled away at Adam McLean and got ahead as they headed towards Ballochagan. More machines up on the railway bridge, and they'll be taking Castletown Corner in front of the grandstand there to merge into view. Oh, and a little move being put on by 107, Michael Titchmarsh on number 19, Kelly Carruthers. Carruthers in ninth and Titchmarsh in tenth. Let's go out to Rob, cross four ways.
Yeah, here we go, Tim. Final lap of this 350cc Junior Classic race through cross four ways. It's been an absolute thriller throughout. But this man, he had some work to do, but he's extending that advantage. It's number 96, Dominic Herbertson, first through cross four ways on this final lap here. Two bikes together. Number 56, Adam McLean, back up into second. And at number 40, Barry Davidson, who's really keeping him honest. There's still a bike length between them as they come through cross four ways. That battle's going right to the wire here. McLean back up into second ahead of Davidson. Here's number 44. Russ Mountford as well, again dropping just a couple of seconds back from those two that are jousting for second and third place. But number one, the front of the queue, number 96, Dominic Herbertson, still stretching that advantage after he got caught in traffic earlier in the race as well. He's made his way up the running order, and then he really has just stretched the legs of that machine of his, the 350 Honda, the Davies Motorsport. Three more interview. 27, Will Loader in fifth. Number 48, Nigel Moore. Number 70, Harley Rushton are through as well. But McLean and Davidson, they really are still jousting for second and third into the latter stages of this particular race. Come and interview now is number 11, Stephen Elliott as well. To you, Tim, for the finish.
Yeah, here he is over the crest of that school hill. Here's your race winner, number 96 sits up. Who's going to get second, though? It looks like McLean is. 4.2 seconds the advantage for Herbertson over McLean. 56 in second and 40, Barry Davidson in third. What a thrilling race that was.